wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end.
Sob scan your Scotty Spanks butts. He scans when he struts. No one told him never to be rude. He dresses like a gangster.
He wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude.
Boys
and girls,
it's not just this same old show on your radio. Scotty's Scenic Drive, Monday, 11 a.m. to noon, 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
Thelonious Monk cover there from the band The Articles. I'm trying to remember, that's going way back there, the 90s. Great album, Moon Ska Records, called Flip For Real, produced by Victor Rice. Really fantastic band. Never got to see them live. They sort of stayed to the East Coast, I believe, in the Midwest. Detroit, I think they're from? I don't know. It's been a while. Great, fantastic album, though. If you like the ska and the jazz mix-a-roni. And we started off with the new album from Western Standard Time, a big band tribute to the Skatalites. It is just fantastic. If you like ska and you like big band sounds. Every time I listen to that, to each song, I just hear some really different, great parts of those songs that just... love it. Love it. You should pick that up. It's one of those albums I think everyone should have. Unless you don't like that kind of stuff, in which case, turn the channel. No, just kidding. This is Scott T's Scenic Drive. I'm Scott T, your host. And that's what we started off with. And speaking of the 90s, I'm going to go back a little bit because I mentioned last week that there's a great show coming up at Venue. What is the date? I can't even remember now. But it's Streetlight Manifesto is coming to Vancouver on, I believe it is it October 19th at Venue? Yeah, and with Streetlight Manifesto, two opening acts. Dan Potest from the MU330 band. He also has a bunch of solo albums out as well. And Mike Park of numerous bands and leader of the Asian Man Records label. Used to be the Dill Records label way back. And I'm not. I'm assuming they're just doing some solo stuff by themselves. But I have this sneaky feeling that on this tour maybe there'll be some band stuff going on too. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. And I'm going to try really hard to get some tickets to give away for the show in the next couple weeks. So stay tuned in the following weeks. But so let's see. What was I going to start off with? I'm going to start off with some Mike Park stuff. This is one of my favorite Chinky's songs. Chinky's is one of many bands that he's been in and performed. This song's called. You Don't Know, it's off of the album The Chinkies Are Coming, an all-Asian ska band, by the way, from the Bay Area. And maybe I'll throw on some Bruce Lee Band and some Skank and Pickle, of course. And then we'll move along to some MU330 and we'll end it off with some Streetlights. I'm not answering the phones today. I'm not touching social media. I'm trying to stay off the internet as much as possible until I get home and watch the finale of Breaking Bad. I had my headphones and my eyes closed on the bus here, and I didn't want to, if I'm not going to answer the phone. Stop calling. I'm not, there. You can't trick me. Anyway, here is some Chinkies.
Doesn't matter what you look like. 있어요. 한물 마모지야 있어요. 있어요. 시끄러 시끄러 시끄러요. 시끄러 시끄러 메모자. 시끄러 시끄러 시끄러요. 시끄러 시끄러 메모자. 시끄러 시끄러 시끄러요. 시끄러 시끄러 메모자. 시끄러 시끄러 시끄러요. 시끄러 시끄러 메모자.
would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, Temple of the Modern Girl Boutique, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Down so long, my head is hung. Every happiness and start ends up in pain. Down so long, my head is hung. Because if our hearts don't give up on us soon, our bodies will. Down so long, the dog goes down, his engine is on, the battery is charged but he's too far gone. The taste in his lungs, exhaust from his car, the taste of repression pushed down so far. Why start and why begin? All hail the inevitable fail. I know if you don't give up on me soon, then I surely will. She trained him so well, but how could she tell? Tomorrow would come, the phone call from hell. He lights up the smoke, a clean bill of health. The poem cut short, the cards have been dealt. He fell out of his chair and onto the floor, gasping for air. And a few days more. Down so long, it all ends. Ends up in pain. Down so long, my head is hung. Because if our hearts don't give up on us soon, then our bodies will. Why start and why begin? Oh, hell, I know if you
Street Late Manifesto coming to Vancouver on Saturday, October 19th at Venue on Granville Street with special guests Dan Podest of MU330 and the one and only Mike Park of Asia Man Records, Skank and Pickle, the Chinkies, Bruce Lee Band. And that set was going out to that show. That track was Everything Went Numb off of the album called Everything Goes Numb. Dan Potest's solo track there off of the Plea for Peace compilation, Down So Long was the name of that track. We had MU330, Chumps on Parade, the name of the album, and that track, of course, was Fat and Married. I got to see MU330 twice, I believe, both times in Seattle. Once, first time was opening, I think, up for the Toasters, and I think it was one of those Toasters Scavovie tours, I think, that they, not the big one, that they, the big first one, but there were some sort of mini ones later on, a few years after that. And I met the band through Bucket and the Toasters, and I remember sitting in on their meal and getting a free dinner off of them. And then the second time, I think I saw them opening up for Hepcat in Seattle at some, maybe it was the Paramount Theater or something. In a nice theater. There's three bands. I can't remember the third band, but it was pretty cool seeing Hepcat and MU330 together because they're both extremely different takes on what ska music is. But really cool to see sort of both bands together in a weird kind of way. We also had Skank and Pickle in there. I have tons of Skank and Pickle stories. Hit me up sometime. I'll tell you some good ones. They used to come to Vancouver quite a lot in the early 90s. That was Pabu Boy. We had the Bruce Lee Band, another Mike Park side project that he did with basically, he had Less Than Jake on the label, on the Dill Records label, and was friends with them, and I think they decided to do an album with him. So it was Less Than Jake backing up Mike Park, and they called it the Bruce Lee Band. And if you're a fan of Less Than Jake, this is definitely an album you should have in your collection. I'm not even going to try and pronounce the name of that song because it'll just make me look even dumber than I already am. And we started that set off with the Chinkies, You Don't Know. What a great song. Love that. Get your tickets for that. I think they're available at all the cool record stores and all that jazz. Saturday, October 19th at the Venue. Street Late Manifesto, Mike Park and Dan Potest. Okay. While I was searching around for some of this old 90s Dill Records / Asian Man Records stuff, I just coincidentally came across this album, which I haven't played in years and years, but it was on the Moonska label. And released, I think, in 1997, as I think all ska was in the 90s, it seems. Anyway, this is a great band from Boston called the Alstonians. It's a 15-track album, and there's some really nice, lovely ska on here. So this track, I just remember the title, and I think I remember playing this a lot when I used to DJ at some bars and stuff. Just a nice little tune called Dr. Che Guevara. We'll be right back.
within my heart. Man, a part within my arteries to get started with the parties. Wolf and soul become a part of me. I'm banning all that wolf, but green has made me dream. But hatch a plan, so yeah, man, I will be late and stone. But at least I will know where I stand. And I don't know about the Rio Grande, but I tell you about the River Thames. And I've never been someone's ego, mate. But I tell you about the openness. But a real fan, but I deal with friends. And I never put a tag in them. Yes, I will go parking, man, and the people start attacking them. And I was good on my own. But now there is a crew of us that with you don't get clapped and rolled. Yeah, man, I just do one last time. And I thought the two of us is time. Don't think they say nothing at all. I leave it straight like each and every week singing.
Oh, hanging out on Second Avenue, eating chicken vindaloo. I don't want to be with you. I just wanna have something to do
tonight. 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 I don't wanna be with anybody else. I just want to be with you. I just wanna have something to do
tonight. Tonight. Tonight.
With anybody else, I just want to be with you. I just wanna have something to do
tonight.
Hear me now. That's why I say I can't stop the rain until the sun comes out. Hey. it keeps. Secrets that no one should ever find. The pieces of paper with words just for spite put away from the world. But I'm talking no sense as a sense of alone. And it's only rain. I'm talking no sense as a sense of alone. Writing the words that will keep us insane. Tasting lips, now the aches and the pains turning memories of old. But I'm talking no sense as a sense of alone. And it's only rain. I'm talking no sense as a sense of alone. Writing the words that will keep us insane.
Listening to The Scenic Drive here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. That was a band called The Indecision. Their new album is called New Faces. It's on Do the Dog Records out of the UK. That track was called It's Only Rain. And before that, we had another rain song called Can't Stand the Rain by a band called The Talks. And that featured Neville Staples of The Specials on that track. We also had K-Man and the 45s, who are still on tour, currently in Jasper, Alberta. And that was I Just Want to Have Something from their new Scamones tribute album. Check their websites, and they're probably in a Canadian city or on their way to another Canadian city to rock your socks off. I unfortunately missed their show last week. I was on one of the islands chilling out before I go back to work. It's been a long time since I've worked. Anyway, I wanted to let you in on a little secret. Not that it's appropriate in this media, but I just felt so giddy and good, and like being treated like an adult in this special little way. But I just noticed that Netflix put a new season of Family Guy on Netflix, and I don't watch cable anymore, so I you know, usually have to wait for it to be somehow internet available. And lo and behold, I mean, Family Guy's not what it used to be, but I just feel, because I'm an adult of sorts, that I can handle it. But I don't know, has anyone else noticed this? But on Netflix, I don't think the other seasons have it, but the new season, they do not bleep out any of the swearing. So you're hearing F-bombs left, right, and center, and it just feels so good to hear those and not the bleeps. And yeah, I just noticed it the other day, and in one episode there was 3 F-bombs, and it just felt really freeing to me. It still didn't really make the show that much funnier, but it just felt good. Okay, anyway, back to some music. I started that set off. Oh, we also had the Cat Empire in there with Brighter Than Gold off of their album Steal the Light. We had the Skints in there from their album Part and Parcel Rise Up. And we started that set off with the Alstonians from Alston, Massachusetts, not Boston, I should mention, with Dr. Shea Guevara. And Marie's coming up in about 6 minutes. Got a couple more tracks for you. This played about a month or two ago. And the album, I think you can download it now. I'm not positive. It says October 2013, and it's almost October. So I'm sure if you go to the Hotshot and Scorcher record labels, you can get that download ready and rocking. But the album is called Scatisfaction, and it's a tribute to the Rolling Stones, and it's by the Phoenix City All-Stars. This track is Satisfaction, and it features Freddie Notes, great Jamaican artist, had some great hits in the 60s and 70s, most notably Montego Bay. This is I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Just can't get to no satisfaction. Yes, I try, Lord, I try. Yes, I try, Lord, I try, try, try. Can't let it go. I can't let it go. Listen to me. When I'm driving in my car and around on the radio, you're telling me more and more. Useless information by my invention. I can't take no more. No, no, no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can I get to know satisfaction, Lord?